Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me. Welcome, everyone, to this special Rad Reality Show. Today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2011, and I'm Paul from Minnesota. This is the first Tuesday show we've done. It was a last-minute show that I decided to put on after everybody enjoyed listening to last night's rebroadcast. And I guess the lack of advanced promo is showing up, so hopefully the podcasters that find the show will enjoy it. It just seemed like this show needed to be aired tonight, the night after last night's, and the same time slot, basically, from last year. Anyway, last year one of Ron's dreams came true when he was able to attend the Vegas Bash and meet face-to-face so many of the reality stars who had appeared on his show, a number of which had become close friends of his, not to mention the many fans that were part of the Rad Reality Show family. Ron was not able to fly to Vegas due to health concerns, so he took a three-day bus ride. This show is from the archives of September 14th of 2010. Last night, we played day one of his bus trip. Tonight, we'll play day two of his bus trip. And he was in the bus this time on a cell phone in Utah. Last night, the edited clip was just about 59 minutes long. Tonight it's a little shorter, so I have more time to talk. And I also decided to split it into four parts so that, if need be, between parts, we could talk about something or the latecomers, I would be able to tell what was going on. So with that said, here is part one from almost 1 year ago, and time parameter was 1 day before the finale of Big Brother, like it is this year, and the Vegas Bash coming up. Here's part one.
Everybody, it's the Rad Reality Show. This is Christina, a.k.a. Freaky Mom. I'm up here all by myself, but you know what? I have a special guest who have called in. It is Ron. He's on the bus, and he's to Vegas.
I am 500 miles away from Vegas, and since I'm on a Greyhound, and that's one thing I have to say. Since I'm on a Greyhound, they won't let you drink on the Greyhound, so I'm 500 from Vegas, and no cigarettes. I don't smoke in the first place. No alcohol. But when I get to Vegas, Alan, Cowboy, you better have me something, you know, and Big John. But anyways, wow, what a trip. Christina,
how
the Rocky Mountains were beautiful. You know, I live in the Appalachian Mountains, pretty much. You know, close enough to home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nothing compares to the Rockies that I've seen. It was just amazing.
I feel
so amazing, my heart even at times was hurting, you know, I think because of the altitude. One time we were 10,000 feet up off the ground, I mean...
Wow.
I mean, off the thing. And that was just amazing. I do want to say also thank you to everyone who's listening to the show. But, Christina, I want to say thank you to you and Paul and people that just keep on supporting me and everything.
Okay.
Talk, Christina, because he's about ready to enter, say where we're going now.
Okay. You know, guys, it is really awesome to hear that, you know, I just can't believe that Ron is actually getting to go to Vegas. And what kills me, seriously, is that we are such good friends, and he is 6 hours away from me pretty soon, and it's like I will not get to see him, but everybody else will, and that just totally sucks for me. But you know what? It's not our time to meet, so it's totally fine. But it's fun to see how many people are tweeting that are already in Vegas, like Alan and Cowboy, and Big John lives there, and let's see, who else lives there? Oh, people know Charmed lives there. So there are a few gatherers that are already in Vegas, and it's just amazing that I've seen people tweet all day. Some people are leaving tomorrow morning, like at 5 a.m., and some are leaving tomorrow night, and some are leaving Thursday, and some are leaving Friday. And
hey,
you
wait,
know,
you know what? I have to say this. You know, I've been part of the Big Brother family since season 8. I got involved with the Evil Dicks chat room and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined the family then. But you know what's so amazing now is that I'm really part of the family. So it's just amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's
Are you
going to
bring up Paul?
Paul is up. Hi, Paul.
I have a beautiful view of Utah.
All right, let me jump in here. Ron, I have not called you, and I made a point not to call you because every time I did talk to you, I'd ask, how have you been sleeping? Not very good. I was not about to phone you and wake you up or possibly wake you up. Have you gotten any more sleep yet or not?
This afternoon, I tried to sleep after the big part of the Rockies, and I slept a little bit last night. I'm actually thinking about sleeping after I get off the show, and but I had the phone off most of the day because my battery wasn't charging, and I just can't wait to get to see Big John and Cowboy and Alan, and I feel like I've been riding in a bus for 2 days, and I'm just in the same shirt, so I'm just.
You know, I was talking with Cherry this morning at some point, and sort of tweeting with Lisa, and we were talking, and it was like, wow, Ron's been on the bus for way too long, because everybody was just saying, he's still on the bus, and it's like, yes, people, still on the bus, so.
Yes, I'm still on the bus, but you know what, you know, like I said, they've taken good care of me. I do worry about my bags. Is Big John in the chat room yet?
He is not, but Pepsi Rich is not there. but no, he is not in the chat yet.
Okay,
I tweeted him, and hopefully he will be.
What I was going to say is, I hope there's actually 2 buses going to Vegas, and I was supposed to try to get on that first bus, and my bag's on the first bus, but I'm on the second bus.
Oh no!
But I do have they let me have the front seat because my legs have been hurting so bad, and I've been been really bad. So it's I got a nice front seat, and that's been awesome.
So you know what? That happened to me once on a plane on our honeymoon. We were flying, and our luggage was the plane behind us, and we got to our hotel room, and they were like, no luggage. I was like crying. It's the first time I've flown away from my family, and I have no luggage. So it's a little disconcerting, but at least it'll get there.
You know, if somebody wants to call in and talk to us, they can, too. I mean, but I don't want to talk to Big Brother right now.
No, it's ending. Yeah, if you guys can, it ends tomorrow. Vegas is this weekend.
Wait. I do want to say one thing about Big Brother.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, make sure you listen to the BB Hour. Watch the BB Hour because Ron Rand will be on the BB Hour. Also, look for my show after the BB Hour or after the, all this stuff. I'm hoping to do an hour show after the show, but I, we'll see what, how I feel and everything. And
hopefully,
what
when you get to Vegas, you don't stay up and party with those knuckleheads, that you go to bed.
That's why I might take a nap after I get off the show.
Your sleep is going to be all screwed up.
I know this weekend, no one's going to let me sleep anyways.
And do you guys realize...
I do want to...
What? What do you say? Hello? Okay. Yeah,
What?
We couldn't hear you anymore. We thought maybe you went away.
No, I was just listening to you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying, like I said earlier, it just totally whacks me out. I mean, yeah, I live 30 minutes from Rich, and no, we've never met. Shame on us. But it's like all these people who live on the East Coast are going to be 6 hours from me, and where am I? Anaheim, California. 6 hours from you all. I'm like, no. It's like, yeah, so close but so far, but I will be watching the live feeds from the BB Hour. I will be checking in and watching all you guys. I wanna see everybody. I'm gonna watch Nikki's show so that I can see Ron. I wanna see everybody because it's just awesome. I'm very excited for all of you.
You know what I want not to see?
What?
Is Ron in the unitard.
That's gonna be fabulous.
Actually, it's not.
It will. Man in a unitard. And you know what? Mandy said she's going to get up and dance. Ron, Rich said there is a free camera available live on the feeds from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., you know. We can fill that
time
with something.
Yeah, and Rich, buddy, you and me and Mandy, we're going to go up there and do a prop 2 show up there probably
Friday.
Hey, Ron,
do you want to talk to some of these yahoos on the phone?
Yeah, I've been waiting for them.
Press
the one.
Have their hands raised, Mr. Paul.
I know. Press the one. Mandy?
Yeah, if you would like to talk to Ron, press one.
Just pick him up if you know their number.
Well, I know Tom is waiting, so I will pick up Tom. Let's pick him up. Oh, there he is.
Sometimes
Hi,
they forget.
Hey, Ron, good luck in Vegas. I hope you have so much fun. Sound like you're having fun already.
I'll tell you right now, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But you know what? I think whatever happens in Vegas, I'm going to tell.
Yay!
If it doesn't have to do with me.
You bet.
Whatever happens in Vegas.
I do want to tell all the guys that are going to be in Vegas. You know, Nikki is going to Chippendales, I think, Friday night. You know, any guys that would like to go to the strip clubs, I think we should meet at Pesty Rich. And, Pesty's married. Rich is married. I don't know about that. But if you guys want to do the strip club thing, I think we should get a group of the guys. Can you see Holly going to the strip club?
What about your heart?
Awesome. What?
Can your heart take that, Ron?
What?
Paul said, can your heart take that? We said, can your heart take that?
Oh, yeah, my heart can take it.
Hey, Ron, guess who just popped into the chat? Natasha.
Natasha.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I heard that she's not maybe going to be at Vegas.
No, but she's packing some stuff for Kathy. And she said that she's going to Skype with us, and we'll all watch you and talk about you guys together on Skype. So we'll have our own little party all over the world, all over the U.S.
Maybe,
the world.
Natasha, call in. Natasha, call in. I do want... Make sure, when Natasha, if she's in the chat room, here's a message to her. When she talks to Kathy tomorrow, if she talks to Kathy, make sure she knows who I am, you know, and who I am then, because one thing I would like to do is either Thursday or when she is in Vegas, we get Natasha and Kathy on the show together at some point when I do a show. And they can say hey to each other over the air. I mean, Natasha's been such a big influence in our show this season, and I have to say, I have very big props for her. And thank you, because she just made me feel good. And what is that? It looks like snow.
Hey, Tom, do you mind if I mute you so I can get Jess?
Oh, I mute me? I'm having fun listening.
Okay. Hey, Jess.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, what's up? You want to say hi to Ron?
Yes, hi, Ron. It's been like 9 days since I talked to you.
Wait, give me a second. What? Hey, just to let you know, I might have to hang up, or I might get disconnected. My battery is all the way to dead.
Oh, no.
But if I do, I will try to plug in to my laptop.
Okay.
And see if I can get any juice that way.
Okay.
So if you don't hear back from me, just run until...
I still wanted to find out about going through tunnels, because there's a lot of tunnels.
I got you. I'm feeling you. As long as you let me know you made it to Vegas via text, I will be happy.
Okay, awkward silence. But can somebody buy me a duck?
I sound like a duck.
Are you talking about a live one?
Yes. I just want one.
Jess, how about if someone goes to Circus Circus or Excalibur and wins you a duck?
Okay.
Like a fake duck.
Oh, no. I want a real one.
Oh, well, so I'll take the fake duck, people. I thought about it. I should have sent Ron some money to play a game
for
me and win an animal. But, I have the hint out to several people that are gonna try.
Wait, I don't understand.
Ron, in Vegas there is Circus Circus, there's the Excalibur, and I don't know what other hotels have kid game areas. It's where you do something and you will win a stuffed animal. Sometimes it's $1, sometimes you have to give $2. It just depends. And you win not a claw, but an animal. So I just said, would someone bring me back an animal from Vegas or get one and then mail it to me? Because I want to say, hey, my friend went to Vegas and sent me an animal. I'm just saying. We lost Ron, so he didn't hear that. I'm hoping that Sheila calls in. She was going to talk about going to Vegas. I'm just excited about everybody going to Vegas. Big Brother ends.
I'm so
tomorrow.
Sad about that.
You know, I'm a little happy about it. I'm a little sad about it. I mean, these three at the end are just like Snorville. I mean, I turned them on and took a Benadryl last night. I was out like a light. And then Survivor also starts tomorrow. So it's going to be a big night. I'm just excited to see the feeds. I believe, does Paul know, Nikki said that the camera's going to be turned on tomorrow, or is it Thursday?
Friday.
Okay, I thought she said they were going to have one on Wednesday.
Tomorrow... she has a BB Hour show, her regular Wednesday show.
Right. Okay. That's
and unless I missed it, I always thought that it was going to be fired up on noon Friday.
That's what Rich is saying. I was trying to keep track of people getting there when cameras get turned on, and, you know, my head went la-la landage. So... now, if anybody in the chat room is going to Vegas and you are able to call in, I know we've heard from Mandy, but if, you know, you want to call in and say what you're most looking forward to and going to Vegas, you can call the number. Some people leave pretty early tomorrow, and I am so excited. I'm just like, I'm excited for them. Some people are nervous. Some people are like, I can't believe I'm going, and I'm just excited for them all. I mean, I would jump on a plane. I wouldn't want to drive to Vegas, and I live so close, but I would do something. It's just so much fun.
And that's the end of our first clip. We're back live, and I hope you're feeling better today, Christina.
Yeah, I am definitely feeling better today.
A year ago,
you would think I'd feel feeling better. What?
You remember how sick you were last year?
I do, and I was losing my voice and everything. You need to talk to Daddy. you know, it was just hard. I can hear how stuffy I was and how in and out my voice was going.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to listen to those of us that are, again, not going to Vegas. I feel like we have the same feelings this year as last year, you know, kind of living vicariously and excited for the friends of ours that are going. But
this year I'm going to the rap party, so, you know.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yes.
Does it bring back memories? Now, by the way, editing does a lot to make you sound good. I'm just teasing.
No. It does. I could hear me trying to stay on track and not run amok a conversation, as back then Ron told me not to do. Don't let things just flow away. You know, stay on track, stay on point, move along. You can hear it in my voice when I said, oh, okay,
well,
by the way, anybody want to call in?
Yeah, and the other variable as compared with last night's show is that his phone dropped off, you know, randomly. And, you know, this was what, like your second show that you did?
Yeah, I think that was my second show. I think I did, what was it, I did Monday, I did Tuesday, and I
believe... This is Tuesdays right now, so...
Right, I believe we did, Thursday?
What? Yeah, that's when you had the final three.
2-hour long show.
Anyway, the thing was, his phone would drop off, and it was like, okay, I'm on my second show. I'm not a professional, if you will, you know, host. And you were so trying to scramble to fill in time, waiting for him to come back, you know, online with his cell phone. The next clip is just under 14 minutes long. I kind of don't want to go too long between breaks here, so we run out of time at the end, but do you want to stay online? Do you have anything else you want to add in memory?
No, I just thank for people for listening to it again. It was so much fun to do, and just it's funny how in awe I was of everybody going to Vegas. You can hear my voice. I'm just so excited for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I still am excited for everybody.
In fact, I had to edit out the phrase of I'm excited for everybody a few times. Okay, guys, here we go with clip number 2. And
I see Ron back on the line. Let me pick him back up.
All right, while you're doing that, Natasha, I heard Missy on Superfast today say that the feeds or that they're expecting them to be live interviews, but the way she put it is almost like, I kind of read into it, if CBS doesn't allow it to be live, then we won't, but they are planning it to be live backyard interviews.
Okay. That's what a lot of people were asking about once the feeds go down and the show is over. They wanted to know, is that what we'll see? So, but anyway, we got Ron back. Are you back, Ron?
Yeah, I'm back.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I powered into the lump.
It is breaking just a bit.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of, I don't know, Timbuktu, too. Like, Utah somewhere, like, so just
Cowboy
talk.
Cowboy in the room.
Who?
Cowboy and Big John. I think he's cutting in and out. It looks like we dropped him. His phone is going to have a little bit of probably issues because it's probably going to die. He's not exactly sure how well it charges. I'm reading what Cowboy's saying. I'm gonna read this. Hey, can you call in, Sweet Pie, please, and tell us about Too Much Fun at Hogs and Heifers and what it's like? And I'm going to pick up Ron again because he's back. Wait, I lost him again. Never mind. I'm too late. I'm trying to convince Cowboy to call in. He's under the Big John logo. I'm really hoping that he does because I want to hear how much fun they're having. I want to hear a story from Gertie. I want to hear from Ellen. I even want to hear from Dan. It doesn't matter. They need to call in. They're all three together probably sitting there, so I want them to call in. And I'm going to pick up Ron before he gets lost again. Hold on. Hey, Ron.
Nope.
I'm just 580. I'm going to pick up 580. 580!
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Boy, y'all are missing it. Boy, Hogs and Heifers was the happening place last night.
Hey, Michael, take it down. Oh, was it? Hi, Cowboy. How you doing? This is Christina.
I'm good. How are you, girl?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm getting a cold, but that's okay.
Hey, Cowboy, before you guys get off this phone, we did see the tweet a few days ago from Alan, and we need to ask him about you know what.
Okay, what did he tweet?
Eating.
He tweeted his stomach.
Oh, his stomach tweet.
Eating.
Yeah.
What tweet did you send that everyone's talking about it?
The one where I flashed my Hooters in the Hooters.
Oh, today at Hooters. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was just a couple of hours ago.
No, I'm talking the one about when he said he got pulled over for speeding.
Oh, for speeding.
Oh, speeding.
Yeah, we got stopped in Vernon, Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Al the cop got stopped by a cop. Shame on you.
He's saying shame on you.
No, shame on me when I signed the damn check over to that
guy. He said shame on him when he has to sign a check for him.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you called in. Are you guys going to make Ron a sign and say, like, welcome, Ron?
Oh, I wish everyone was here. We're having a blast tonight. We're going to Hooters. Again, we went earlier. We're going to Hooters tonight, and we're going to be watching Dirty Jokes. It's going to be incredible, and we're just having a ball down here.
Tell me, Cowboy, we saw some pictures that Big John or Dan posted. Who all have you been hanging out with other than Dan?
Right now, just Dan. We haven't really met anyone else yet. We go up to Nikki's studio tomorrow. So really, just Dan and his nephew and nieces and his brother.
Hey, Cowboy, Natasha is saying that you need to go welcome Ron with flowers.
Oh, really?
Natasha's saying that now. She's a mama. You better listen to the mamas. And Mr. Ron is on the line, so he can hear you. And I hope you guys pick him up because I want him to be treated right.
I think we pick him up at 2:00 in the morning. So it's gonna be interesting because I think we're leaving Hooters and I think coming to picking him up.
Oh, so don't bring him any naked ladies, though. He's back. I'll pick him up. Now let's let Ron say something. Hey, Ron.
Cowboy.
What's going on, buddy?
Can you believe we're going to meet each other in about, and it might be one-ish, so I'll call you on my other phone if this one don't charge up. I don't have
okay,
number,
yeah.
I got Dan.
Yeah, we'll be around there, so all you got to do. We're going to be at Hooters or we're going to be at Hogs and Heifers, give or take, so that's just around the corner.
Hey, get Dan to text me one of your guys' other numbers, you and Alan's, on my SafeLink phone, for in case I can't get a hold of Dan. I don't know what phone I have of Dan's.
Yeah, I got that plumbing problem.
Oh, Dan says we got a plumbing problem, so he said it might be tough to put you up tonight. He said that you might actually have to sleep in the swimming pool.
Dan,
he got you a blow-up doll to sleep with, by the way.
Honestly, hey, listen to me. I'll sleep anywhere you want me to tonight.
Sleep
actually, I need to take a shower so bad that you might want to just throw me into the pool.
Just throw you in the pool? We can handle that. Stay at that bus station tonight. We'll pick you up tomorrow when we wake up.
No, hey, you know what I want? Hey, make a sign, guys, and put Uni Boy on it. Ron Rad.
Oh, speaking of, y'all gonna love this. We went to Pawn Stars today, and guess who walked in Pawn Stars today? The guy that did the fire on America's Got Talent.
Oh, wow.
The long hair.
Take me there tomorrow. I want to go there.
Antonio. It was incredible. We are going back tomorrow.
That's awesome.
I can't go. I wanted to go there so bad.
Oh, my first tattoo. Well, you know, we were at Alan's brother's house, and his good friend does tats, and they go, hey, you want a tattoo? I said, sure, let's do it. So got in the chair, and I got my first tattoo.
Wow, what is it?
It is Big Brother 5 and flames with a Big Brother house above the 5.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And
we
dropped
cool.
Ron. So Ron will call back in just a minute. I'm glad you guys are having so much fun. How's Gertie doing?
And Gertie is doing great. Gertie, we accidentally left Gertie today because there were some scenes we should have took Gertie. But, we had fun. Gertie's enjoying herself. Alan's going to start Gertie a Facebook page, and people can see her travels. And, today on the Vegas Strip, I proposed to some beautiful girl walking down the street, and she said yes. But the thing is, we just kept on going.
Oh, of course you did. You're a sweet talker.
I'm not getting married down here. I'm done with that right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hate to get off here, but I just made supper for everybody, and everybody's here now. We're going to sit down and have a meal as a family.
All righty. Well, welcome my buddy when he gets there, and take care of the tired dude, will you?
Hey cowboy, I thought of it. If you can find one of those limo driver hats that you can put on and write up the little makeshift sign now when they show up at the airport and they hold up the sign.
Yeah, we'll pick up John Crocker tomorrow, and we're going to make a sign for John and welcome him in.
Okay.
John and Panther comes in, and so we're really looking forward to it. Everybody's coming in tomorrow. We're going to have one big party tomorrow.
Hey, just a little heads up. I passed this along earlier to somebody, Cowboy. Annie from this season of Big Brother was in the air today, and guess who she was sitting next to on the airplane? Brittany's mom.
No way.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
Well, and Dan, I think he's proposing to his woman this weekend. So it may be a big party this weekend.
That would be Sheila.
Oh.
He said Sheila. he's over here laughing, bless him.
Aww.
Anyway, someone started that rumor. All right, I'm getting off the phone. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting off the phone. We're gonna eat as a family. So y'all have fun and be safe. One's coming to Vegas. It's going to be a big party this weekend. Come see me and dress. Love you guys.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Cowboys. Thank you, everybody else,
and a shout-out to Eddie because he's amazing.
Okay.
Later.
Bye. All right, let's see. I've got Ron.
Push the one.
I picked him up.
Did I push the one?
No.
No, you did not, but I picked you up anyway.
Bad caller.
Oh, Cop is so cool. I think that would be Al.
Somebody is proposing to their fiancé, Big John is, but it's the other Big John.
Really? Big John Murray?
Yes, Big John Murray.
This is the Big John Murray voice.
Hey, Paul. Don't quit your day job.
Hey, I'm not gonna attempt a Howie impersonation. That's for sure.
No, only I can do that.
That's right.
And I better not do that here.
People will wonder what the hell's that guy doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to be respectful and not be too loud.
Have you gone through any tunnels through the mountains?
Oh, they were awesome. I will have to say. I got good videos of that.
Hey, speaking of videos, did you want to touch on at this point what you tweeted about girl getting kicked off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing, funny, and but also sad. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to do certain things on Greyhound, but one is profanity. And the girl just said something like, senator. And she refused to leave. And then she said that, you know, please don't kick me off. Please don't kick me off. You know, and, but they kicked her off. Well, he wanted to kick her off. You know, he was going to let her stay and everything. And then she said it again. Am I still here?
Yeah, you are. What did she say?
She said it again. And he, God, was just, you know, really upset and kicked her off. And the security guard. But I believe I had you, especially a cam, watching the cam while it all happens in the background. I had pulled it up because I was going to do a podcast to upload when I got to Big John's. And so I said, sure, why not? But no, I got some good videos too, Paul. Very good videos of the tunnels. Those things are amazing. And the cannons.
I'm sorry, Ron, but Big John or whoever is talking under his name wants to snuggle with you.
What was that?
We have in the chat room the Big John moniker, but we don't know who's typing. It's kind of like Rainbow, you know, when they were typing under other people's names. But whoever is typing under Big John's name said, I want to snuggle with Ron Rad.
He's blushing. No. I think Ron got, he's choppy. He's still up there, so if, just keep talking, Ron. We'll hear you. Joe's telling an awful story in there about, I'm not going to repeat that because I'm just going to wait for Ron to get to Vegas safely.
And that completes part two of the four parts that we're playing tonight. And we're back live. And joining me now on the air is Chi-Town Joe, or as Cowboy would say, Chilltown Joe. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Paul? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
It's bringing back so many memories listening to this, and especially because I don't know if you've been following Facebook at all today, but between Michelle and John Crocker and Nikki and everybody, they're all on their way to Vegas, it seems. And I talked to Cherry yesterday. And they're all so excited, but again, they're all so full of remorse that that our good friend Ron could not make it this year, and that's always in the back of their mind.
I have been thinking that as well as I put these shows together, you know, last night and tonight. And like I said at the top of the show, when I finished last night and I started listening to the second show from last year, which we're airing tonight, it was like, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I have to do it tonight. It, you know, back to back, all the timing is there
right.
As far as last year, and bringing back so many memories, and so happy that he was able to experience that. And I did hear Cherry's put together a little speech that she's going to read at the rap party, and it was very hard to listen to, but it's so nice, and I hope she can hold it together.
I hope so, too. I talked to her yesterday. Yeah, I think they're taping that rap party, and they're playing it on Real Player on Thursday.
What I read is they're going to be streaming, and they said they're going to have two cameras, and they're going to stream from 7 till 10 Pacific time, which would be 10 Eastern to 1 a.m. Eastern, and for you and I...
Yeah, that would be 9.
9 to midnight.
Yeah.
Now, what we don't know is who's going to be... you know, in the control room and picking the feeds and whether or not they will, you know, show any of the memorial or not. But Cherry's husband will be videotaping it nonetheless. So
go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to let you know we've got about 2 more minutes that we can chat before I have to start playing the next clip.
Well, I had talked to Nikki about an hour ago. And Nick, I was telling what you were, Nikki, what you were doing again tonight after what we did last night. You did, I should say, and it's unbelievable. It really makes you swell up. And she just said, you know, what, you know, she really wants to make sure that at the Vegas Bash that people really recognizes and it's on the bash if you rent it, the feeds, that they're going to be doing something very special. So
Okay.
That's what I'm
I have ordered feeds. I have ordered my feeds and I'm looking forward to it.
I gotta reorder mine. I was one of the first 10 that got in before everything was set up. So I have to reorder them tonight, so that's okay.
Yeah, they switched to a different site, and they had me try it out to see if it worked because I've been having trouble with their other site, and it works beautifully, so really excited about that.
And tonight's a sad night because tonight's the last night of the Big Brother After Dark feeds, so if anybody wants to get that music for the rest of the year, they better be taping it off their television,
That's funny. It's funny you said that, and it's timely, but I even mentioned that at one point in the clips coming up. So clip number three so we don't run out of time. The next clip is about 9 minutes long.
Okay, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jill, for calling.
My pleasure.
I'm going to pick up a caller. We have a caller, 765 and 727. All right, let's pick up 727. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
The sky?
This is Casey.
Oh, it's Casey.
Oh,
hi,
my
Casey.
God. You hit me on Fake Mingle Mix in the building.
What's up? You surprised me. That's like the best surprise of the night.
It's okay. You must have been a slow night, but that's okay.
This is Christina. I'm covering for Ron, who's on a bus to Vegas, and you've got Paul up here. But, you know, Ron knows the area code, so he would have said, oh, this is, you know, so-and-so. So I'm
that's
thinking.
Okay. No offense, man. No offense. No good. Where is he taking a bus from?
He took a bus from Georgia, where he lives, and currently he's in Utah somewhere. So he will be arriving in Vegas late tonight, early tomorrow morning, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
I mean, is he scared to fly or something?
Ron has never flown before, but he also has a heart condition that his doctors think that it might not be a good idea to fly.
No, I don't mean to crack jokes, but it's interesting that that he's taking a bus from Georgia to the West Coast. That's all. I hope he survives the bus ride okay.
Oh, you know what? He's very tired. He left at midnight Sunday. So I guess you would call that Monday. He's been on the bus since then. So I think he's ready to be off the bus.
Having taken
I
a bus,
know.
Man, it adds hours to the trip, man, because you got to stop every, like, couple hours, man, to pick people up. So, darn, I mean, it would be
right. Cool.
I mean, I would like at one point to take a ride, man, take my sons across the country like that, man, see the country. But, good Lord, I'd like to do it at my own pace, you know. So, yeah, more power to him, man. That's commitment right there.
It is. When do you leave, Casey?
I am leaving at the butt crack of dawn on Friday, and we'll be there early Friday. We'll be in like 9:30 on Friday. I got somebody staying in my house, so you crooks don't get any ideas out there. Don't try and break in. But we leave Friday and get in Friday, and we're there till Monday afternoon.
Now, I hear telltale that you are DJing with Alex. What night are you going to be doing that?
We are Saturday night at the Blue Martini in Vegas. So I can cross it off my bucket list. You know, DJ in Vegas is something I've always wanted to do. I got to cross Big Brother off last year, and I get to cross DJ in Vegas off this year. Really excited. The music will be pumping, man. There's a bunch of people. I was just looking at Nikki's site, man, liveatthestudio.com, and, I mean, the list, man, there's like 9 people from my season coming, and there's probably 75 Big Brother alums alumni, so alums. And a bunch of them I met last year, and you know, good people, man, fun. You know, my liver is cringing at the thought of it.
Well, and Casey, we've got Ron up on the line. He is calling back and forth from his cell phone on the bus, so I want to let him say hi to you. And Mandy Meow also picked her up, so we'll give her a turn in a second. So, Ron, say
sure.
Hi to Casey. Ron.
Ron.
Boop, Ron. Hey, Ron.
Yep. Yo, Banana Man. What's up, Daniel? Are you ready to meet me? What's that? Are you ready to meet the Rat and Rat Man? I'm ready to do it Ron Rat style, man. Let's get it in. What state are you passing through?
Ron, Casey wants to know. Oh, we lost Ron, Casey. His phone is dying, and he's trying to charge it while he's in the bus. So occasionally, it's been dropping.
We'll get him back. I got a couple minutes. I just want to call and say hi, man. I'm real excited. It's always nice to get up there and hang out with the Big Brother folks, man, and all the other reality people. And the fans are always the nicest people in the world. So excited. Got to meet a bunch of people in Oregon, so get to see them again. So,
Casey, in our chat room is somebody that met you with when Jeff was at your event. You might want to give a shout out to Lisa Del Campo. She stood between you and Jeff and had a picture taken.
Lisa, what's up, sweetheart? Is that Lisa with the giant bazoombas? Is that her?
Yes, that's Lisa.
Yes, it is.
Well, hey, she can hang out with me anytime.
There you go, Lisa.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to see you, Katie, riding the motorcycle in the banana suit.
Yes, that should be quite the sight. No, I've already river rafted in the banana suit, and I was on national TV in a banana suit, and hosted a bikini contest or two in a banana suit. So I don't know if I'll do any gambling in a banana suit, but I will be on the back of a motorcycle in a banana suit, yes.
And just so you know, Ron will be playing beer pong with Michelle in his own unitard.
Oh my God.
Be on the lookout for that, man.
It's the Ronitard. He's gonna wear that by choice. Jesus, that's a man with quite the package. If you're going in on that, you know you gotta commit to the suit, man. Commit to the suit.
It's true.
Quick, say hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
Casey. Thank you. I think I sent you a message on Facebook. I don't know if it was Casey. You're my favorite last year, by the way.
Are you the one that said somebody? Was that you that hit me and said to call? Because that's why I called
you. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Your request. Yeah. No problem, man. I just want to call and check in real quick, man. I'm here actually preparing for Vegas as we speak, getting my babysitter lined up for Shorty and trying to get it all jazzed up for Vegas, man.
I hope you have fun, and thank you. So,
yeah, right, Casey, hey, thank you for calling in, and Tom, thank you for having Casey call in. That was wonderful.
And Casey, I'm sorry, one last shout-out. Kathy from this season's Big Brother, her very best friend, they're like sisters, is on in the chat, and her name is Natasha.
Natasha, what's up? Hey, you know, I was born in Arkansas, so all that Razorback Sioux pig, man, I mean, that's very close to my heart. My mom from a tiny town, man, Cersei, I was born at the Cersei, Arkansas Hospital, so if Natasha knows where that is, that's where my birthplace, and we used to go up every summer, man. My grandma lived in a little tiny town, like Cersei's really small, but she lived in Judsonia, which is even smaller. I'm an Arkansas fan at heart. You know, I work at a Gators bar, so you know, I got to be a Gators fan. I'm from Central Florida too, so that worked out. But no, my heart is too big all day.
I just have to tell you, this is a very Texas kind of person, but Natasha actually lives in Texarkana, Texas, and she would never move over the border. She's Texas diehard.
There you go. No, no, that you know, I understand. You get, everybody's got their allegiances. No sweat. No, but it was a trip to see her and Britt rock all the Arkansas gear. You know, I don't know if the fans know, but you're not allowed to wear any pro gear. You'll never see any pro gear on there. But you can wear college stuff. So that's
awesome.
a little production tidbit for you. Folks, I gotta run, man. I gotta get back in the house and you know, hot wives are need attention. So
thank you for calling in, TC, and I'm sure everybody's looking forward to seeing you in Vegas.
No, nice talking to y'all, and tell the Ron I'll see him soon.
I will. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye, TC. Bye, bye.
All right.
All right, we still got Mandy and Tom up here.
Okay, and back live. That was the end of part three. Have just a short amount of time left between this part and the final one. And Ron will be joining us again when his cell phone connects in this part four. And everybody have a great time coming up watching the Rat Party and the Vegas Bash feeds and decompressing from the end of Big Brother. Enjoy part four.
Ron texted me saying he's having trouble keeping bars. So he's just trying at random to call in. So I will give him probably a few more. We'll give him a little bit longer, and then he said if he still had trouble that, you know, we'll be done. And there he is. Yay, Ron.
Okay.
Ron, you missed the banana suit man.
Wait, listen to me. I'm going to say goodnight, y'all, and
okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
Are you guys almost, you know, just finish up?
We're going to finish up the hour, and we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, and tell everyone I'll see them. Watch for tweets when I get to Vegas and everything. So I'll try to plug in before I go to bed, and I will answer tweets and Facebook stuff. Love you guys. Can't wait to meet Cowboy. Can't wait to meet Casey. I tried to talk to him. Did you tell him what I was trying to say to him, Lise? Does he know I'm coming?
Yeah, he does. He said he's looking forward to seeing you in Vegas, and you know.
Is he okay to say hamburger helper?
Yeah, no, he had to go in and help his hot wife.
Make hamburger helper?
He didn't say that. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
He probably had to go. Mandy, is
it's
that you?
Mandy.
Mandy,
just wanted to say hi real quick. I can't wait to see you on Thursday.
Yeah, my battery I think is gone now too. So. And I'm in the middle of the mountain in Utah, and it's just the cell phone sucks. I can't wait to see y'all.
Okay.
And the ones that are not gonna be wait, I'm gonna stay for a little bit longer. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes.
The course field, I loved it, and the I don't even know what it's called, but the Denver Stadium. Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
Oh, see, there he goes.
Hey, Tom, there's several people in the chat room that say thanks for you reaching out. That was very nice of you. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, I appreciate that greatly, Tom. Thank you.
I didn't even expect that he would do it because I usually, during shows, if I see someone on there, I just quick say, hey, can you call into the Rad Reality Show? So I wasn't expecting anybody to call because nobody has before. So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Ron, basically, he probably won't try to. I mean, he might try to call back, but basically he was saying goodnight from there. But anyway, guys, I think we don't expect Ron to call back. So hopefully either Paul or I or somebody will hear from Ron when he arrives in Vegas, and you will watch Twitter and see that he is safe and sound, and I tell him to avoid a bed. I know he is so tired. I that's what I'm saying. I hope someone, you know, grabs that boy, gives him a blankie, and puts him to bed. he's going to try and take a nap on the last leg.
Like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I
I so didn't want to call him, even though I was curious, because I didn't want to wake him up. His first night, he got maybe 2 hours of sleep, and he said, it was funny, as soon as he crossed over from the Tennessee to the Illinois border, he woke up immediately because the roads were so bad and they made noise. And I said, well, when you go through Kansas, it should be quiet and you can sleep, but he still didn't sleep. And his back and sitting in, you know, for so long was hurting him, and he has to catch up. I mean, 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep over 3 days just doesn't hack it in my mind.
I'm excited for everybody has their own story about going. Ron has this long
trip
that I was going to say another word, but, you know, I got children in the room. I'm just excited for everybody. So it's just, I love hearing everybody tell me how excited they are. And then there's Paul and I staying behind. No, I'm not really crying.
I am certainly excited for everyone, and I'm so looking forward to keeping up with you all, and I know we'll get a lot of good information from our friends when they get there, and I'm really excited about the streams. It's going to be really amazing, and I'm so looking forward to those streams.
And I wanted to cordially invite some of our chatters that are in there. They're staying behind, like JoJo and Natasha and, you know, anybody else, like, you know, Jess already knows, Cheyenne.
That's Autumn, by the way.
Autumn, yeah, who is staying behind. If you want to watch the live feed, you go to Nikki's page and buy them. But Natasha had even mentioned, you know, joining us in Skype, and we can all, you know, talk about it and see where our friends are, and you know, kind of have our own little party via the internet, and that it will be a blast. So we can have our own little bits of fun. So I just wanted to thank Paul. I wanted to thank you for being here for me and helping me as I've had the helm, which has been quite nerve-wracking. I'm enjoying that Ron gets to do his stuff this weekend, and I really appreciate everybody for coming. And Rich says, when you guys do Skype, whatever, let us know, too. We will, Rich, for sure. I just want to thank everybody. It's been awesome. It's been fun doing this. I get to see the issues sometimes Ron has and have new respect for this switchboard, but it's been a blast. And I want to say goodnight to everybody. Paul, you want to say goodnight?
Oh, I don't want to say goodnight. I never want to say goodnight. I have so much fun. Everybody, just keep in touch. I know I don't even have to say that, and we'll all have a great time. It's kind of funny, you know, a lot of people talking about this season of Big Brother, and it's compared to other seasons so much more boring. Even though I agree to some extent, it's going to be sad again. Tonight is the last Big Brother After Dark, and the feeds are probably going to get cut early tomorrow. They actually cut them a lot today, and it's like, oh my God, it's going to be, what, 9.5 months until the next one. It's like, ah!
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm going to say you guys all take care of my buddy out there. He is, I'm sure, going to have a blast. I think he's still in awe that he's there. So I hope you all have a good time. And we're done. I want to say goodbye to everybody, and I'm going to hang up now. Bye, guys.
Wait, listen to me. I'm going to say goodnight, y'all, and
okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
Are you guys almost, you know, just finish up?
We're going to finish up the hour, and we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, and tell everyone I'll see them. Watch for tweets when I get to Vegas and everything, so I'll try to plug in before I go to bed, and I will answer tweets and Facebook stuff. Love you guys.